USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tomorrow marking the 19th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, and in Manhattan there will be two primary ceremonies. Head of Tunnel to Towers Foundation Frank Siller says his organization will hold a ceremony after the 9/11 memorial decided it would not be reading the names of victims because of coronavirus concerns.
We owe it to them to make sure that we never forget and do it in a proper way. And it's ridiculous to say that you couldn't do it in a safe way, because we're doing it in a safe way.
Vice President Mike Pence will be at the foundation's ceremony, which will be happening blocks from the ceremony at the 9/11 Memorial and Museum. First-time jobless claims virtually unchanged last week, with 884,000 Americans filing first-time claims for benefits, just about the same as the previous week's revised total. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making an extra $5,000 to $10,000 a month flipping tax-lienedproperties? Or buying tax-forfeited properties at 50% off market value to flip for even larger cash profits? Then listen. The Tax Lien Wealth Builders Company is offering a free tax lien investor kit to anyone that texts INVEST to 72000 right now. With this kit, you'll learn to use their formula and website to buy tax liens anywhere in the U.S. that can earn you up to 18 to 25% return secured by the government. It's so simple you can even do this from the safety of your own home if you have access to the right online tools. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty, fixing up houses, or unclogging toilets, text INVEST to 72000 now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus free tickets to an online training session, and see how fast you can receive your first tax lien paycheck. You can't afford to wait. Text INVEST to 72000. That's tax INVEST to 72000 for your free kit now. Individual results may vary. Text INVEST to 72000.
President Trump admitting he did publicly downplay the threat from COVID-19 when the pandemic began. That's been indicated in some excerpts from journalist Bob Woodward's new book, Rage, based on interviews that Woodward did with President Trump himself. Last night, the president said even though he gave Woodward time and direct answers, the book is still a hit job, making a number of false claims.
I thought I'd give the Bob Woodward some time. I gave him some time. But as usual with the books he writes, that didn't work out too well, perhaps.
The book is set for release next week. The president was speaking there last night on Hannity on the Fox News channel. Democrats are vowing to block it again, but U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says they will take a procedural vote in his chamber on the Republican stimulus bill, which includes liability protections and expanded unemployment benefits. That vote could come before the day is over. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says someone high up in Russian President Vladimir Putin's administration likely gave the order to poison opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Pompeo telling conservative commentator Ben Shapiro last night he thinks people all around the world see this kind of activity for what it is. Pompeo's comments go further than President Trump, who said last week there's no proof yet of Kremlin involvement. Navalny was poisoned, though, last month with a nerve agent that's been used against other Kremlin opponents. He's still being treated in a hospital in Germany. ESPN is pulling the Hank Williams Jr. theme song from its Monday Night Football and replacing it with Little Richard. The Washington Post says Little Richard's 1956 classic, Rip It Up, will be remixed for the new intro, and the song's lyrics about Saturday night will apparently be changed to Monday night. The report says the change was being made because the song All My Rowdy Friends Are Coming Over Tonight doesn't fit anymore during a time of social distancing. A source claims the decisions to replace Hank Jr. with Little Richard had nothing to do with protests for racial justice. And what was long known as the Jerry Lewis Telethon, which raised billions of dollars for muscular dystrophy each Labor Day, is coming back. It originally ended 5 years ago, but next month it will be back with comedian Kevin Hart as its host. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.